This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, the Pan American Health Organization, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got a number of things going on today. We are going to talk about BPL for a few minutes and just kind of run down where we are with that and the issues that surround it and what all is going on, in my estimation. We'll look at that. All right. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the FNM and the Killarney Association. They got some heat going on up there, and I'm going to tell you what I've gleaned from it. Some friction between Dr. Minnis and the constituency chairman, and of course, those who are not aligned with Dr. Minnis have asked for help from higher up to intervene with regard to the constituency elections. And we'll talk about that as well. And we got some other things to talk about. I was reading this story about Grand Bahama where the girl supposedly got abducted. And that was weird to me, but okay. Okay. We're going to first, before we do all that, I gotta let you know that on July 6th, 7th and 8th, Hair Crave is having an Abaco pop-up. Bookings are available. A $25 deposit is required for bookings and location contact. Hair's available for pre-orders. And you can WhatsApp them at 465-6523. 465-6523. If you're on Instagram, then you're a total vain narcissist. But if you are, then it's at haircrave242, at haircrave242. I'm kidding. I'm on Instagram. Like, I don't post anything. I just like watch people. And it's also Facebook at haircrave242. All right, 465-6523. That's the WhatsApp. Abaco pop-up. Next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Hair Crave, you know, so you want to make sure your hair is looking, you know, tight, it's on fleek, right? Out there in Abaco, you can't be caught slipping just because the hurricane hit. You got to look your best. You don't know when you're going to pop up on somebody who might be that special someone in your life. All right. Abaco pop-up, Hair Crave, July 6th, 7th, 8th. Call for bookings, all right? Or WhatsApp anyway, 465-6523. All right, look, here's the thing. I generally mind my own business, right, with people's personal affairs insofar as they're not newsworthy. All right. So if you got something going on in your life that's a public matter, I don't feel as if I'm being intrusive if I'm looking into it. Right. Your personal issue, who your sweetheart might have been and who come on your job and freak out on you and who your baby mama is or your baby daddy is and what happened with him and you and all that. Like, I don't care. Right. where you going to go work and where you live and all this and what your car look like. I don't know. I don't normally care outside of the context that it would be a public matter. But if you're an organization that is public, a union, a public corporation, anything to do with the government, political parties, I will get in your business. And I have no, I'll be like a little girl sipping about your business. Don't say only girls sip. Eh? All right, fair enough. Men do it too. You know? Like publicly on the radio, I'm not interested in like your personal business. Like if I know you, like if something goes going on, I want to know. You know what I mean? For sure. Right? I want to know who your baby daddy is. We know each other. And we ain't even got to know each other that well. Who she had baby for? I want to know. You know what I mean? And men ask sometimes before women. Or I don't know. I have some female friends, but we don't do all that. You know? It ain't about people business. One, you can't have female friends if you're married. No? Okay. I mean, for people, that's true. You know, if you and a female friend going to go hang out and you've gone over to her crib and stuff and you married, that's a problem. You ain't going to be married to me and talk about you going to buy no dude house and you and him cool like that. It ain't going to happen. And I know what you're going to say. Well, you can't control what she do. I know I can't control what she do, but I ain't going to go walk her into the lion's den. Don't let no rat watch your cheese, son. Listen to me carefully now. Don't play crazy. All that liberated, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, go over who I know, son. Unless they certified ain't attracted to women. And even then, I'd be like, you ain't never know what's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Anyway, sorry. If you're a public corporation, if you're the government of Bahamas, if you're a political party, I'm in your business. FNM, I'm in your business. PLP, I'm in your business. You can cuss me, you can get mad at me. Y'all ain't loyal. I have spies deeply embedded into all of your organizations, and they come and talk to me. Do they tell me everything? Are they on time? Not necessarily, but I know who to reach out and touch when I need to. So here's the backdrop. Right. All right. And I'll be kind. I'll be magnanimous. All right. I'm not going to get out of pocket. You can text me, by the way, at 422. What the hell is the text line? 422. I forget. Hold on. 4224796. Right. 4224796. Right. Yes. Okay. Sorry. All right. You can text me. 4224796. Or you can call me, but let me get through this first. So the backdrop is the FNM lost the election on September 16th of last year. And after the FNM lost the election, which they bust out laughing, don't let no rat watch it. Don't play. Don't mind this around here, son. You better pay attention. I wouldn't know where you go. My wife's gone. I don't even know where she's gone, but I got by my sister. And you could do some of that with me. I got by my sister from 10 to like, what do you mean 10 to 5? I was like, what you talking about? Oh, what you think I gonna do? I don't know what you gonna go do. Would you? I've been married for 10 years. I still be like, where you going? Where you at? I want to see pictures. I know. I'm paranoid. I'm jealous. I'm a jealous, jealous person. All right? Stupid jealous. So, anyway, after the FNM lost the September 16th, 2021 general election, there was a lot of friction in the party because Minnis, from what I understand, was advised by his foreign consultants, and don't try me because I got names and pictures. Minnis was advised by his foreign consultants, his chief foreign consultant, that he should go now for the election. They said that's what their data shows, and Brave's unpopular. And you know what? There wasn't some vast swell of popularity for Brave Davis. He got more votes than the PLP. PLP got more votes than it did last time. But it wasn't some, like, huge, unprecedented amount of people came out and voted just in repudiation of Minnis. It's just the FNMs and the people who were swing voters from before who didn't weren't feeling the PLP, most of them just were like, well, I'm just going to stay home, right? So when you have, like, 35% of the elect, when you have, like, what was it? Almost 50%, 47% percent of, I forget the metric. Anyway, he had about 60-odd percent participate. But there's a metric where about 40% eligible. It's 45% of all people eligible to vote in the Bahamas did not vote. And 35% of all people registered to vote in the Bahamas did not vote, thereabouts. Anyway, Minnis was told by his foreign consultant, call the election. It was a surprise to almost everyone in his cabinet. It was a surprise to almost everyone in the party. And they were doubting the wisdom of going. Why go early when you got more months ahead? And if Minnis, you know, was astute politically, which, you know, you could argue, how could you say he's not politically astute when he won an election before? Granted, I'll give you that. But I don't think they did the things in office that were politically astute. They did the things that they thought the Bahamian people could just deal with and understand and reason with. And a lot of that, Bahamian people just weren't feeling it. So if he were politically astute, he would have held off until May. You realize we would have just had an election just a couple of months ago, right? Y'all talk about how Brave been everywhere. He had to go nowhere because you didn't have to have the election until May. But you were out here clout chasing whole election in the worst surge of the pandemic to date, up to that date. And it is what it is. You lost. The party wasn't fully on board with going forward. The cabinet was essentially wiped out. Only Pintard and Kwesi Thompson and Minnis survived. Is that right? Who's all in the FNM? Adrian White, Adrian Gibson, Michael Pintard, Kwesi Thompson, Hubert Minnis. Who am I missing? Help me. Two more people. I should know this. Like clockwork, like the back of my hand. Anyway. Who the hell else is an FNM? Anyway, because there's three in Grand Bahama, right? Who am I missing? Iram, right, Iram. There's one more, right? There's seven, right? Did I do seven? Whatever. All right, so Iram Lewis survived. The Shenandoah, right. Man, my bad, Shenandoah. Dr. Cartwright, PhD. I rate you. I'm having an off day. I didn't take my antioxidants this morning. I didn't sleep well because the thunder woke me up. I thought that was it last night. I was like, Jesus, is this it? Is this the end? So anyway, only a few members of cabinet survived and they were pissed off about it, right? People like Jeff Lloyd and all them do really, you know, were behind Minnis and they didn't survive. All right, shout out to Jeff out there, homie. Hope you're doing well. I just spoke to Jeff the other day. So they were like, look, playa, what do you want to do? So Minnis, my understanding is, reluctantly said he would resign. All right. Now, I know for a fact that in the run-up to nominations for leadership, Minnis's people were still canvassing eligible people who could vote in the FNM elections, leadership race, because they just had the leadership and then they had the other thing in, I think it was February, the other offices. So he was canvassing people to see like what his chances were to feel the temperature. Now, by this time, him and Carl Kulmer had fallen out. Kyle Kummer, look, man, me and you ain't had to be at odds. I was right all along. There's no reason we had to be. I don't think you were a very effective chairman, but I was right. Anyway, him and Kyle Kummer have fallen out by that time. And, you know, Peter Turnquist ain't on his run either after what went down in cabinet. And Dwayne Sands ain't on his run. Ain't never been on his run. So he was being told by the people, no, 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 right? And so he's pissed off that Pintard ran for leader. All right? He wanted his person to be there to be the leader of the party, and he could still have, like, real clout, which was Kwesi Thompson. Kwesi Thompson. Man, how did I forget you? I'm in there. So who all survived from cabinet? Kwesi, Menace, Pintard, Irem. That's four out of what it was, 19? At the end it was 19, right? Oof, that ain't good. Anyway, he had issues already. He didn't want Pintard to run. Pintard got backed by the money in the party, right? And Pintard's leader, when they were having the elections in February, I want to say February, for the other offices, the second most powerful position in the FNM is chairman, right? And then secretary general, right? I mean, well, the most powerful is leader, then deputy leader, sorry, then chairman. But you could argue that the chairman is more powerful than the deputy leader, easily. Because the chairman, not the deputy leader, speaks for the party. The chairman oversees elections in the party. Chairman has a lot of power in any political party. And still chairman of the PLP. Does that not seem weird to anyone? To me? I mean, is that okay? Or is that weird? That he's in cabinet and I guess they're all members of the PLP. And so it's not weird. It feels weird. It feels like he shouldn't have that level of involvement. I don't know. Maybe I'm not making sense. Like Chester Cooper's deputy leader of the PLP, Brave Davis is leader of the PLP, Fred Mitchell is chairman. It feels weird. The Mitchell chairman cabinet minister thing, it feels weird to me. That's not a slight against Mitchell. He's a very intelligent, capable man. That feels weird. It feels like the chairman of the party should not be in cabinet. The chairman of the party should have like the full-time job of chairman of the party and not be cabinet minister. That's just my view. All right. So Dwayne Sands, who Menace don't get along with, was running for chairman. All right. And then Adrian White, who supports Menace, was being propped up for deputy leader. Right. Anyway. So I won't get into all that, what went down. You're gonna call me petty. Maybe someone tried to screw over Shannon Don Cartwright, so their person could be deputy leader. Maybe that occurred. You tell me. I hear things. In any event, even insofar as the report, the post-election report that the party supposedly paid for, that went right to Menace, right? Didn't go to Sands, didn't go to Pintard, that went right to Menace, right? And by reading that report, which is trash, you can see that they're trying to really build a case for why Menace wasn't the problem, because Menace wants to still be leader of the FNM, right? He doesn't know what defamation is, so he's going to threaten to send his lawyer to me for saying that, but he still wants to be leader of the FNM, right? So, and he would like to come back, because why not? Because we've done that twice now, elected people to come back, right? Why wouldn't it be Menace? So even as party lead, when he was party leader, Menace really stacked the deck of the FNM with hardcore supporters. Now, many of them like fell out of favor, Lanisha Roll, et cetera. But he was stacking the deck not only with hardcore supporters on the party, like executive and the voting members and everything like that, but on the constituency level too. He would wield influence, okay, in constituency elections in the FNM to have his people in place, right? because it's no secret that he got rid of Turnquest, Peter Turnquest, right? Who rode with him for the longest, right? And I don't know how his mind works. He got rid of Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard, who defended him in all things when Loretta Butler-Turner had him for chalk, right? He tried to get rid of Michael Pintard in Marco City, and he didn't have that influence in the Marco City constituency. And the Marco City constituency, it ain't gonna happen, bruh. So go bark up another tree, all right? So he's been meddling in constituency elections for some time as leader when the chairman should be doing it. And he's still doing it to this day. All right. I'm not making that up. I don't have photographs, but I have reliable information. Okay. Now, also, the Killarney Association has been supportive of Minnis for a long time. And Minnis was extremely popular in Killarney. But Minnis won his seat in Killarney, but he didn't do that well this lap. All right? Like, Ronnie Duncan gave him a run for his money. Renika Knowles, was it? Like, he wiped her out. All right? Killarney had one of the biggest margins of victory in the 2017 election. In 2021 election, not so much. Duncombe came, and now, mind you, 4 votes will win you a seat. One, own your seat. You know, every vote counts. Go ask Ryan Pinder, right? And Dwayne Sands. So the constituency is like, okay, Minnis has wielded his power and stacked the deck for a long time, and the chairman wants a little more autonomy. Okay, to run the election, because he's supposed to deal with the elections, right? And Minnis has been in a position where he's trying to dictate who should be constituency officers or whatever the term is. The chairman, Sterling Clare, and I know Sterling Clare personally, all right? And if you want to look up, and I'm willing to fight you on this one, right? If you want to look up what a good, honest, dedicated man looks like, a couple of pictures pop up. First one is probably my uncle Robert, Robert Bartlett. Happy birthday, Robert. And Sterling Clare's picture would be right next to him, you know? Or any of my uncles. Don't feel bad, uncles. It was Robert's birthday. All right. So I love you all. Everyone gets tense, you know? Anyway, Sterling Clare is a good man, an honest man. I work with him. All right. And so he wants to conduct an election in a very transparent manner, and the Minnis is interfering. Okay. Minnis has wrote a letter now, and Eyewitness News has the letter, talking about the interference by Dwayne Sands, who has stepped in to say, we're going to postpone elections, all right? And now they're going to have a town meeting before the election, all right? And Michael Pintard is hosting the town meeting. Michael Pintard, let me tell you something. You always telling me, but people tell me I talk bad about you. You a better man than me. You a better man than me. Because I would have went Julius Caesar on all that's going on here. The Ides of March, baby, politically speaking, on this. I wasn't going to tolerate none of this. As party leader, yeah, we Democratic, but you ain't going to front on me. And try to play me like you know, like, I don't know. Like, I like when people do that in real life, right? Like, what you talk, I know, dude, I know. Know that I know. Know when I see the rumors and all the whatever sips. I know it's you, right? I just don't care, all right? I mean, I may feel a type of way, like I thought it was one way and I guess it's another. I know. Ain't nobody, you ain't smarter than nobody else. I know. Pintard, I wasn't having that I could tell you. But when you came to the show, I told you this. But anyway. Because, you see, the charm offensive, can always be my first approach, right? I'm going to try charm you with just friendship and good looks in my natural Eleuthera beauty and charm, right? Charisma. So I'm always doing the charm offensive first, right? And that's, but Pintard, like, the charm offensive never ends. Sometimes you got to get in the dirt, right? Sometimes it's time to drop the pretense. So I'm always on the charm offensive. I was like, hey, let's keep it professional. At the end of the day, when I see you trying to play me, it can be business as usual, all right? Because I know you trying to play me. I know, right? The Pintard knows. Dwayne Sands smarter than me. He knows, all right? It says Robert Bartlett is your cousin. Wow, how? No, Robert Bartlett is my uncle. He is married to my aunt Linda, who is my mother's sister. And he is probably the coolest uncle in the history of the earth. Aside from me, I'm now the coolest uncle in the history of the world. But Robert certainly the uncle in the history of the world. To me, he's the coolest uncle in the history of the world, to me and my cousins. Don't feel no way about it. Okay. Gerald Dudley. You know I love you. I'm just saying. All right. So, Ozzy. Minnis is now freaking out on Sands. And here's the letter that he sent. We got to take a break. So give me a second here. Actually, let's take the break and then we'll do the letter. All right. It says, Linda and I went to GHS together. Yeah, she went to the government high school. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So did my mother. All right, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance will be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boys? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose. Wait. Then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't eat life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
This summer, Popeyes and Coke are taking you to the beach with our Ultimate Summer Beach Box. Purchase the box and enter to win day passes, water park passes, beach chairs, towels, and much more. Enjoy the Ultimate Summer Box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, two chicken tenders, one side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage. With dipping sauce, perfect for a beach day. Fill out the skill question on your receipt, then drop it into the entry box or enter online at Popeyes Bahamas Facebook page.
Chicken from Popeyes.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurances. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Evolution here on Guardian Radio. We're talking about what's going on in Killarney. Again, I'm in your business if you're a political party. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm in it, all of it. So it is what it is. You can be like, Juan, you just sipping, carrying news. Yep. That's what I'm doing. Absolutely. Okay, so he sent the letter got leaked, air quotes, to Eyewitness News. All right, so I would just what'd Jerome Fitzgerald say? Political garbage can? Just found it in my garbage can. It went dropped it off in my garbage can. I was like, why would they put it in the garbage can? That's a terrible place to put it. It says unwarranted and unconstitutional. That's a big old screaming headline. Minister accuses Sands of hostile and divisive interference in his constituency. Ba-dum-bum. It doesn't say this letter is addressed to, but I'm going to, for now, say it would likely be addressed to the chairman of the constituency. It says former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has accused Free National Movement Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands of unconstitutionally interfering in the affairs of his constituency. Actions he considers hostile and needlessly divisive. In a letter dated June 27th, 2022, obtained by Eyewitness News, Minnis said Sands has intervened twice to force delays in elections in his constituency. Dr. Minnis said, quote, under the party's constitution, the chairman has superintendence of the general administration of the party under the general directions of the party's executive committee. While the chairman has overall responsibility for the conduct of all elections in the party, inclusive of constituency association elections, it is the designated deputy chairman and the secretary general who are constitutionally empowered to oversee the administration of constituency associations, which necessarily involves the actual conduct of elections in such associations. Under the Constitution, by firmly established conventions of the FNM and by the sense, the serving member of parliament must be consulted and must concur in any activities proposed to be conducted by the party and held in his or her constituency. Let me stick a pin in there. Is that true, FNMs? Under the Constitution, the serving member of parliament must be consulted and must agree about any activities proposed to be conducted by the party and held in his or her constituency? Is that true, or is that just he's just saying what he believes are the dictates of common sense? Because I could see if you, okay, someone's saying no, it's not true. That don't make no sense to me. Listen, player, here's the thing, and I know I go, oh, it's the people, right is sovereign. I got you. If you ain't working with the party, all right? If you ain't working in the interest of the party, I got a problem. All right. So Menace ain't had that type energy. Pull out the cutlass and Richard Lightbourne and Theo Neely, although he seems to have made up with Theo Neely. Hubert Chipman. Yeah, you ain't had this type energy. Well, let's figure out what they say, what they do. You went nuclear on them. So if you have an MP who ain't working with the party and the leadership of the party is saying, look, man, this fella ain't working with us. Like, let's say McElpine, right? You think I can go to McElpine and McElpine done throw me under the bus, don't vote for no budget, talk bad about me every time I'm in parliament, and I must go to McElpine to tell him, but I won't have a meeting in the constituency because we ain't fooling with McElpine no more. It ain't gonna happen. So that don't make sense to me. Now, my FNM people are telling me it's not true. But he's saying it's the dictates of common sense. All right. Anyway, let's continue. Menace says, quote, it is unheard of for the party through the chairman to directly interfere in a constituency association, which has an elected member of parliament who's in good standing in the party. Is it unheard of, man? I've heard of that a lot. A lot. Maybe you hadn't heard of it, even though you were doing some of it, but I've heard of it a lot. The article says, while tension between Menace and the FNM's leadership has been simmering for months, this is the most public instance of friction between the former party leader and those who now run the party. Boy, I don't know about that, Rashad. I would ask you to qualify that statement. Very good. Pintard seemed quite clear in shooting down the notion that Menace speaks for the party numerous times and talking and then really just stating outright without calling his name that he don't consult with the party. So I don't know that that's an absolute truth, Rashad, but you're entitled to journalistic license. This says, Menace said, quote, the chairman has now interfered twice in order to force delays constituency association elections of the Killarney constituency without just cause or even any reasonable explanation. When I called you to discuss the imposed impasse, you informed me that you now propose to host a town meeting in Killarney constituency prior to rescheduling the long-delayed association elections. When I called you to discuss the imposed impasse, who did he call? Who is this letter addressed to? Somebody tell me. But why is this not in the story? When I called you, I don't know who that is, to discuss the imposed impasse, you informed me that you now propose to host a town meeting in Killarney constituency prior to rescheduling the long-delayed association elections. I, as the MP for Killarney and the first name member of Killarney Constituency Association, pursuant to Article 17 of the Constitution, regard this series of arbitrary acts of interference and the proposed incursion into the constituency that I represent in Parliament as hostile and needlessly divisive acts, which also happen to be unconstitutional. I suggest that you kindly govern yourself accordingly and permit the responsible deputy chairman and secretary general to perform their constitutional duties without further unwarranted and unconstitutional interference by you.
Is he talking to Sans? Let me see this. Hold on. I don't know to say this right to Sans. Let me see. No, because he's saying the chairman. The chairman is superintendent. And then he's saying you. Unless he's switching the person in which he's speaking about. I don't know. I'm going to say this. We got to go to a break. I said I'd be nice. Menace didn't write this letter. He didn't even talk like this. In all my years of knowing him and hearing him talk, I suggest you kindly govern yourself accordingly and permit the responsible deputy chairman and secretary general to perform their constitutional duties without further unwarranted and unconstitutional interference by you. No, a lawyer wrote this. I, as the MP for Killarney and the first name of the Killarney Association, pertaining to Article 17 of the Constitution, the grammar is even too good. Like, the punctuation is too good. I'm not, you know, I said I'd be kind. I try to be. Regard this series of arbitrary acts of interference in the proposed incursion into the constituency that I represent in Parliament as hostile and needlessly divisive acts, which also happen to be unconstitutional. Drama! F&M's got drama. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side. We'll talk about the implications of it on the other side. And then we're going to see if we can touch on BPL. Stay tuned. We got a news break, and then we'll be right back.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about what's going on in the FNM, why this matters, all right? And it's not just because it's the former prime minister, although that is a part of it, but that is not just because of him being the former prime minister and the former leader of the party. This matters moving forward, and I'll tell you why I believe he cares so much. Okay, so let me show you something. If you check the Parliamentary Registration Department, right? I can go back to 2017, but I want to show you 2021. All right. So Huberman has won 51% of the vote. 69% of registered voters voted. So it was already a low turnout. All right. So there were 4,881 votes cast. Minnis got 2,501. All right. So let's just say we're looking at the, let's just say all the other votes went to Duncombe, which I don't believe is the case, but let's just say they did. That means that he would have won that seat by 121 votes, essentially. All right. If it was just a straight up FNM PLP thing, 121 votes for a prime minister is not good. All right. Let's see if we can do 2017. And I'm going to split. So keep that in mind. He had 51% of the vote, essentially just over 100 votes in a constituency registered to vote. So that says, and by looking at just that, you can understand why they lost the election. They just, there was low voter turnout and then people weren't voting for them. All right. So when you have a constituency association that you've delivered for election after election, right? And they go, well, he's extremely popular, okay? And so we should back him. And he has like a really, of course he's going to win because he's our guy, right? When you appear vulnerable, that kind of goes away. That sort of confidence, that sort of, be like, man, we like you. You've been the MP for a while, but we're not sure you can win. Remember how, like, Exuma's been a PLP stronghold for a while. I'm not sure the last time they would have had the FNM representative for Exuma. But remember, Tony Moss won Exuma, all right, two times, right? And the second time, if I remember correctly, wasn't as robust as three times, I believe. And when they were looking at the 2017 election, the party, the PLP was saying, and the constituency, and this is nothing against Tony Moss, all right, the PLP constituency people were going, man, we're not confident this guy can win. All right. The PLP is deeply unpopular. The guy Navarro Sanders, he wasn't really a political heavyweight or anything like that. But the PLP in Exuma, they were saying, look, man, we need somebody who can win this seat. All right. And Chester Cooper stepped up. And Chester Cooper, here's the thing. Tony Moss would have lost that seat. I guarantee you. Chester Cooper won the last Exuma seat by 120 votes. All right. And this time he won by over 1,100 votes. The highest margin of victory in Exuma ever. All right. So when you have an unpopular candidate, you as a constituency have to start making choices. And you look at Minnis and you go, Ronnie Duncombe, who just entered politics, came within striking, 97 was the last time the FNM. Elliot Lockhart, 97, yeah. Then it was Tony Moss, right? And Tony Moss won like three times. Yeah, right. Wasn't Lockhart supposed to run again? Or did I make that up? Okay, so when you have an MP, even if it's the former prime minister, that is unpopular and can lose that seat, you got to make choices as a constituency association because you want to win the seat. Or else why are we doing this? For fun? All right. I want to win. That's what I want to do. All right. So let me explain to you how the disparity between 2017 and 2021. All right. So we talked about 121 votes, right? In the last general election, the 2017 general election, okay, there were, let me just add this up. God forbid the parliamentary registration department figure out how to work an Excel spreadsheet. In the last election, there were 5,700. You can see right from then, right, that the voter turnout was higher. Yeah. Then last lap. So of 5,700 compared to 4,881. It's almost 1,000 people, 1,000 less people voted this time than last time. Not only that, right? I mean, it's 151% of the vote. So here's the difference. In 2021, we were looking at, hold on, let me find the tab, 2017, sorry. We were looking at -1, 73% of the vote compared to 51% of the vote this lap. Not only did -1 win 51% of the vote, 73% of the vote, but he won over 4,000. He got over 4,000 votes last lap, okay? So you're making calculations at a political party. So last lap, you got over 4,000 votes. This lap, you got 2,500 votes. Like almost 1,000 fewer people voted. We got to make a calculation about what the next election guarantee that even though you're a former prime minister, we're going to go with Minnis. So Minnis won by over 3,000 votes. Renika Knowles, he beat her by over 3,000 votes. He got 4,186. She got 1,092. Minnis had 73% of votes. She had 90%. Ronnie Duncombe, and she wasn't any political veteran either. Ronnie Duncombe came through. All right, and Ronnie Duncombe had some paper, right? Put some money on the ground. Okay. And he came within striking distance. So if I'm the constituent association, you've been doing this all this time, because, yeah, you're super popular in Killarney, and, yeah, you're the prime minister and all this rah, 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 and you're in cabinet and da-da-da, and then you were the party leader as well previously. So you always had clout, right? We put you up. Ingram certified you in Killarney. All right. Went to Killarney, said, I'm going to put Minnis in. Boom. You won, made you Minister of Health. Ingram lost. You still won. Ingram still back you. Y'all, listen, y'all going to have to settle up with God over how y'all do Hubert Ingram. He ain't perfect, but the God Almighty. Ingram backed you for party leader. All right? So you were MP, cabinet minister. You weren't cabinet anymore, but you were party leader, and you still were very popular in Killarney. Then you were prime minister. All right, and extremely popular. Your next competitor got, you know, over 3,000 fewer votes. All right. Then you lost an election, and 100 people decide to show up for the other candidate, it would have been a different story. You'd have been out. So you are no longer party leader. You are no longer in cabinet. You are no longer prime minister. And you're not that popular in Killarney. And so your strength starts to fade. So if you don't control the constituency association, there's a serious chance that somebody else could come along. And if you don't have the votes in the constituency association, another candidate could come forward. So I think Minnis is trying to secure his nomination for next time. And also, I think he's going around the country and talking to people, because he's considering another run whenever they have a convention for leader again. And that's why this matters, because he's not out the game. And so while Pintard and Sands have to try to deal with the PLP, they also got to deal with what's going on in their own party. All right. And that doesn't always, that normally doesn't serve the FNM well. All right. Minnis got a set of events that the stars aligned in, that Christie was deeply unpopular, as was the PLP. He had sympathy because people were acting like Loretta Butler Turner was picking on him. You know, they deposed him as leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition, right? And that fired up a lot of FNMs too. Ingram came out and backed him. The situation is different. And Killarney don't owe you nothing. Killarney wants to win. And you are no longer that popular in Killarney. You won the popular vote. There's no doubt in that. You won by 51%, and a win is a win. W is a W. But you are no longer the golden child in Killarney, and he's fighting for his life here, which is unfortunate. Your shot to be prime minister, and I know we brought Ingram back and Christie back. You already had your shot, man. You had your shot to be party leader. You had your shot to be prime minister. This is the end result, you know? Nobody likes to fall out of favor. Nobody likes to lose control, but it's a part of life. It's some things you should accept. But again, politics ain't tiddlywinks, right? We're not playing go fish. This is blood sport. And that's why I don't understand this genteel approach that Pintard's taking. Fans clearly ain't checking and gonna do what he have to do. Maybe Pintard's doing something behind the scenes publicly. For me, it's too much of a gentleman's game with Pintard. All right. I was going, again, Ides of March. I was gonna pull the knives out. Not real knives, rhetorical knives. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back. I may have a guest here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Let's figure this out. Stay tuned.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance?
You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit. Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any website at fidelitygroup.com. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back, but this time bigger and better than ever. Visage, Star 106, and Margaritaville Downtown presents Fish Fry Fridays.
One, two, three, go!
Kicking off for the first time Friday, July 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Downtown.
I go drink water on my mind.
It's a happy hour like no other with the Visage Band live. Get off from work. Kick off your shoes.
You're a catnip up by your
and enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Downtown Original Fish Fry Fridays.
Friday, July 1st.
Admission is $25 and includes one free Patron margarita. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune in to Star 106 for more details.
Fish Fry Friday.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent,
theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind: Will Max Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Will Max Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. Do forgive me. We have a guest in studio, and I was under the impression that they were going to be here on the 28th. If you recall, I said yesterday we'd be talking to Crypto Isle. And then we had another person. I do have a production coordinator to make sure we don't cross wires, but it's not her fault. It's my fault. But Crypto Isle is here today. And they're here to talk about a masterclass series that they're having to deal with understanding crypto
from all levels, cryptocurrency, blockchain, etc. In studio with me, I'm sorry, in studio, well, I'm at home, but they're in the studio, are Tervon Bannister, and do forgive me and correct me if I butcher this, Tenille Dismango. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother McCartney. So you kind of butchered both of them, but Tervon Bannister, Tervon Bannister here, community manager at CryptoWile, and I'll just allow my my colleague to introduce himself.
Yeah, good afternoon, Juan. Definitely butchered me as well,
Sorry.
No worries at all, my friend. So yeah, my name is Tenille Dismangles. I'll be assisting with CryptoWile lectures and trainings alike.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. And I apologize about the mix-up, but you're here. Let's talk about it. People really are interested in cryptocurrency and blockchain, but I don't think a lot of people understand it. And I've had numerous shows about it, and people still tell me I don't quite get how cryptocurrency works and what it is. And also, we've had a lot of stuff in the news recently about cryptocurrency and volatility. So explain to us what it is that you guys do and tell us about the masterclass.
Okay, certainly. First and foremost, Juan, thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
So I'll just begin very briefly with what CryptoWile is and what it is we're all about. And then you can field some additional questions related to cryptocurrency, blockchain, et cetera, and the masterclass. If you wish. But definitely CryptoWile, we're located at the former Luciano's building on East Bay Street. And Juan, our motto there is connect, learn, earn. So CryptoWile is a co-working space, a shared co-working space, where we tend to focus on the crypto and blockchain related businesses. Of course, businesses in other unrelated, and come in, small business owners, entrepreneurs, etc., have the opportunity to come in and at nominal rates, rent workspaces and be able to grow their businesses and develop their businesses. And definitely we are, you know, it is our intention to be the foremost entity as it regards education in the crypto space. So as you would have alluded to, there are a lot of individuals, you know, whether they span the spectrum of being novices or they've been dabbling in the industry for quite a while, notwithstanding which end of the spectrum they're on. You know, there's still sometimes some discrepancies or some, you know, persons still seeking more and more information. You know, so we're offering the masterclass series at CryptoWile on July 12th and 13th. The subsequent week on the 19th and 20th, we'll be running the class again. And like I said, Mr. Tenille Dismangles, very decorated in the industry, you know, astute financial professional. He'll be leading these courses. And, you know, it's an introduction to crypto course. And I could just let him allude a bit more on it and discuss exactly what it is he'll be covering in the course.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Tevin. Yeah, so like Tevin was saying, Juan, the classes at CryptoWile are really geared toward our individuals that don't feel confident enough to take that leap into the industry as yet, or it may be individuals that have in fact taken that leap and look to advance their knowledge in some way or how. As Tevin said, we'll be focusing on the basics, which is once again the underlying technologies, emerging technologies surrounding the blockchain space, what the blockchain is, what cryptocurrency is, the importance of nodes, the importance of validators, as well as introduction. So there's going to be a full gamut that will be covered by our masterclasses, and I think that it will certainly be a value add for anyone that is in fact interested.
Excellent. Now, you guys are coming with two relatively fresh concepts for people. So the first one is a shared workspace, which I want to just help people to understand. And then you're talking about cryptocurrency, blockchain technology. So a shared workspace, explain what that is to people, because people, we have had a shift in our work environment with COVID-19, where a lot of people work from home. But I've had instances where people tell me, well, I'm at home, and I go, well, come out of your house and come talk to me. And they're not really outfitted with anywhere to go. Mm-hmm. And so you end up trying to have business discussions at like Starbucks, which isn't totally, you know, out of the ordinary, but you want to have a professional environment where you can meet people, where you can go and work in a space that's not your house. Explain to us what the concept of a shared workspace is.
Yeah, and definitely, as you would have described, that's what we're seeking to offer. And as you mentioned, a lot has changed with COVID-19 and working from home. You know, Tanil and I were fully expecting to see you here in studio.
You're
in the comfort of your home. You know, so that in and of itself, you know, demonstrates that we are able to conduct our daily tasks away from you know, the office or, you know, the traditional office setting. So yes, at CryptoWild, we're offering that shared workspace. You know, several desks, cubicle spaces, office spaces. All of our office spaces have already been rented by very reputable local companies already.
It's a hell of a view, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. The former Luciano's restaurant will definitely remember the view of the marina. You know, so that's definitely a huge selling point for us. So that workspace or the co-working space definitely allows individuals, those small business owners, those entrepreneurs seeking to break into business, allow them to rent a space, a professional space where they have access to all of the tools needed to, you know, to grow their business, to grow their companies. And like you said, give them that professional working environment in which they can flourish. And, you know, the ultimate benefit to them, really, when you think about real estate prices right now, or you know, rental spaces or leasing an office space, especially for companies in their nascent beginnings, you know, that could be a huge cost and an extremely prohibitive factor for these individuals seeking to break into business. So, so that is an issue that we've definitely sought to correct that down there at CryptoWild.
Yeah, certainly. The brick and mortar model really has become an impediment to small business and entrepreneurship. And this is a good model. You don't have to buy no office furniture or on, you know.
Exactly.
Redecorate, none of that. You just go and you rent the space and you use it, what you pay for. All right, excellent. So the concept of blockchain and cryptocurrency, why do you think it's so important for Bahamians to get up on it?
Yeah. So just to respond to that one, I think that right now we're at a very definitive time and place where we're seeing finance and information technology and other emerging technologies really come together. And it's really a time where Bahamians, considering our proximity to the United States as well as other financial markets, what's more is considering that tourism is our mainstay, and we do in fact have tourists that are Bitcoin holders or our wallet holders that seek to leverage or use their stores of value. I think that that's the real issue, or I would say the impediment in the industry right now, which is that currently cryptocurrencies are considered to be just a store of value. And when you think about the similarities in which this asset class has to money, the importance is that it needs to also be a medium of exchange. And in that regard, we see that in the tourism industry, where it's high transactions, lots of visitors, we can see how Bahamians here in that industry, as well as other industries as such, can benefit from using these assets in their day-to-day operations.
Mm-hmm. And just to piggyback off that one, if you'll allow me, I think as we look at the traditional finance space, I think a very huge opportunity now for Bahamians and persons all around the world. You know, when we look into this decentralized finance space or the DeFi space, as I'm sure you may have heard about already, you know, we have the opportunity by being wallet holders, by being crypto holders, we are in control of our own assets. You know, I've heard you say, speak on your show on various shows from time to time about how rigorous, you know, things have gotten for financial institutions. You know, when you
Absolutely.
Talk about KYC and due diligence requirements, and you know, when you possess a wallet, a crypto wallet, you know, you have your private keys, or, you know, to break that term down, you know, just a bunch of random words out of the thousands of words in the English dictionary, random words, you know, 12 random words that you have when entered in a specific pattern will allow you access to your wallet. So all you need is your private keys, an internet connection, And if by some happenstance we need to flee somewhere else tomorrow, all you need is an internet connection. You have your assets, you have your coins, you have your tokens. And like Tenille mentioned, you know, that's a medium of exchange. You'd be able to transact, so that's a huge point to be noted in the crypto industry. And then, you know, aside from that, we think that education is key in this sector, so that individuals could begin to stop chasing these obscene, or these insane rather, profits and these speculative investments, because a lot of stuff in crypto, a lot of the coins in the crypto space, you know, they're pure trash, a lot of them.
Right.
But there are also a lot of projects that have significant value, a significant and a great value proposition. So we always encourage people to do your own research. And then, as an aside from that, come on out to Crypto Isle. We have a happy hour every Friday. We get kicked off at about 6 p.m. You know, before we get into the drinks and the merriment, what I know you say you like your Calixi. But before we get into it, we always start off with a small chat, a small talk by professionals in the industry. You know, so it's an amazing networking opportunity. As we get back into the face-to-face interaction now, we encourage persons to come on out. Very safe environment. And like I said, it's a great networking opportunity.
Well, and I absolutely think it's something that Bahamian should get into and not be afraid of, not, you know, shy away from, because it may loom so large. This whole concept of digital assets, the concept of technology and how it works, how you can make money without going through traditional routes,
yes.
Understanding the difference between cryptocurrency and fiat currency, like it makes sense. I saw when FTX launched its headquarters here, a lot of Bahamians were like, well, why are y'all doing this for the foreigners and all that? And I was telling people that the foreigner just came because we set up the environment to make it good for them.
Exactly.
You need to get into this too. Even if you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to trade cryptocurrency, you can understand how digital wallets work. You could do business on an international level. Before people even come to the Bahamas, you can get paid for the services.
Exactly. And I think definitely one, you know, as we alluded to briefly, you know, persons, while you still have those feel-good stories of persons who would have invested some monies and, you know, they woke up with millions of dollars in their bank account, you know, while there's still a possibility of those things happening if you get extremely lucky, the fact of the matter is it probably won't. So we want persons to begin to get the education, the education that we are offering, the education or the courses rather that Tenille would be leading and be instructing, so that you can get that sort of deeper analysis of chasing profits and actually begin to understand different avenues that you can begin to get a better rate of return on your funds, rather than a 0.2 to a 0.4% interest rate, and not knocking anyone.
But the
better rates of interest that you'll be able to earn on your funds, you know, whether through investing in stable coins or, you know, getting a greater degree of risk on coins that may be a bit more volatile. It's a plethora of things that we have the ability to learn and leverage. And so I would encourage Bahamians like you've, you know, admonished them to not to shy away from it, but rather, you know, gain more education in the, you know, subject area.
Absolutely. So tell us before we get out of here about the masterclass, the dates and how they contact you guys to sign up, get information.
Okay. So like I said, July 12th. And 13th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're offering in-person classes as well as virtual classes. And like I said, the week after that, on the 19th and 20th, same time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the masterclass will be ran again. So led by Tenille Desmangles, you can visit us on www.cryptoisle.com or hit us up on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. And we'll be sure to connect with you. But Juan, if you'd allow me, I guess 15 more seconds, on Friday and Saturday, July 1st and 2nd, Crypto Isle has partnered with the Bahamas Development Bank, and we will be hosting the Financing Innovation Business Expo. So you will have numerous businesses there on site at the Crypto Isle location, individuals showcasing their businesses. We have energy companies, EV companies. Like I said, it's a Financing Innovation Expo, so several financiers, the Scotiabanks, the Royal Banks, the traditional financiers, and a few others as well. So persons can come on out from Friday from about 12 noon, and then on Saturday we get kicked off at 10 a.m. So a number of panels and discussions that will be held as well. There's a pit of businesses that are pitching. So it's going to be a good day for those entrepreneurs seeking to break into business. And then we encourage the Bahamian public to come on out and check out the businesses that will be a part of the expo as well.
All right, excellent. Well, Tevin, Tunil, thank you so much for coming through. And I urge you guys, do go check out the space. It is actually very well appointed. And again, it's got a super view. All right, well, thanks for coming on, guys, and appreciate talking to you.
All right,
and
thank you so much, Juan. We'll speak again soon. Yeah, thank you so much, Juan. Thanks for having us.
Thanks again,
Take
Juan.
Care. Yes. Thanks. We're going to go to a break, and we will be right back.
Wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
That's right, boys and girls, get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campside Kendall. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were just speaking with the gentleman from CryptoWile. We're going to return to our discussion about what's going on with the FNM. Okay, so let me read what the... So one of my FNM friends sent me a snapshot of the Constitution. I'm just going to say this. There's this thing where computers and hard drives and electronic servers store digital information, and you can connect to other computers that are information, and you can find that information electronically and search for it and get it on your computer. Check it out. I'm not making this up. Check it out. It's called the internet. It's a relatively new thing, but check it out just in case you might want to have your constitution online. Section 27 of the FNM's constitution, the chairman shall be the chief executive officer of the party and subject to general directives from the executive committee, shall superintend the general administration of the party. He shall preside over all meetings of the Central Council and shall have overall responsibility for all party elections, including the Central Council, constituency associations, Torchbearers Youth Association, and Women's Association, and shall designate party officers to conduct the said elections. Huh. So Minnis is wrong. The chairman does have the power over those elections. Section 28. Now you said the deputy chairman and the secretary general deal with it. Section 28. The deputy chairman, there's two chairmen. By the way, there's one for New Providence and there's one for all the other islands, as far as I'm aware. The deputy chairman shall assist the chairman in the performance of his duties. In the absence of the chairman, either of the deputy chairman shall carry out the duties of the chairman and shall have and exercise all powers of the chairman. Together with the secretary general, the deputy chairman shall oversee the administration of the constituency. One to be responsible for New Providence constituencies and one for Family Island constituencies. Yeah, Minnis is wrong. All right. The chairman has the power to designate party officers to conduct constituency associations and has responsibility for those constituency associations according to the FNM's constitution. All right. So that's, he's incorrect in that. He's asserting something that's not, it doesn't appear to be so at all from what I'm reading here. All right. We got some texts. There's a lot of texts. I won't get to them all. I'm going to give you something. Let me give this to you today. Someone said, why are you talking to crypto? I'm going to give you something. All right. Don't say I never gave you anything. If you want to be a successful communicator, whether that is in radio or in front of an audience, and you're communicating on a regular basis, I want you to write down these two things to do. You can write this down. This is free. I promise you it works. The first thing is never let people know what to expect. Always, always hit people in a different way that they might not be expecting. And they'll always, always, if not agree with you, find you engaging. Here's the second thing. You can write it down. I'm telling you it works. I'm giving you this for free because when I go into my private consultancy, this won't be free. Always, 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 always. All right, these are the texts. Great show as usual. Now, the two major parties would be looking at all members to see who's the mole. I got, anyway. I have agents deep, deep, deep. And you know, in all y'all parties. He says, I'm with you, Juan. Be back before the spit dry. Oh, my wife. Hey. Y'all do whatever you want to do. I know how I deal with my stuff. This is man Juan. You see your wife, you better be jealous. I am. It says, that was the stupidest advice Minis took in the flipping height of the worst pandemic. FNMs were shell-shocked the election was called. Carl Comer was also, that's not a nice word. This says, so if he didn't want Pintard, who the hell else did he want? Long live Pintard. We like you, Minis, but take a back seat. Adrian White is also a damn good man. Okay. I don't know Adrian White that well. I know him. So the standard set for the FNM is perfection. The standard for the PLP is anything goes. The PLP in opposition called for the Procurement Act to solve this issue of contracts. It came into effect on September 1st, 2021, but Brave administration has yet to disclose one contract under the Procurement Act since September 16, 2021. I'm not sure it's not one contract, but they certainly, from reading the Public Procurement Act, aren't following it. Now, they say they intend to change it. But my thing is, you can't go, I intend to change the law, so I just ain't going to follow it. It ain't going to matter at the end of the day because I could change it. It ain't changed yet, so you still need to follow the law. I mean, you the lawmakers, I expect. It says, as the leader, Minis interfered in many constituency matters. Tell Minis, go sit down. He was very nasty to many of us FNMs, and we will not forget about his petty, vindictive ways. Juan, do you believe that Minis will get a nomination for the FNM in the next general election? Not necessarily, because your constituency association can still be superseded in terms of the nomination, from what I understand. But you understand the dynamics at play. He is no longer in the position that he was, and he is fighting to protect his position. And if you don't fight back, then that's on you. Juan, do you believe Minis will get nominated? Oh, okay. This Juan, you're connected to good people from humble beginnings. Robert is one of a kind. Linda and the Sawyer family were our Taylor Street neighbors. Good, honest, and smart. Taylor Street. Jesus, you went way back. Yeah. Taylor Street, that's where they come. That's where the Sawyer clan was. Absolutely. They're great people. Love them to death. All right. So look, this is your lesson in politics for today. And I keep telling you this, guys, and you don't... You keep thinking it's rainbows and butterflies and puppy dog tails, right? And cute little kitties. This is, all right, for gladiators, all right, politics. This ain't you all, I don't really like making, I don't really like, you know, make a fuss and da-da. You better get up off that. You better change how you look at this thing. This thing ain't no pity pat we playing, all right? Again, blood sport is what this is. All this crying, y'all do. I can't believe you do me like that. You better protect your interests. What do you think Minis doing? And he don't care how you go about it. All right? If you don't protect your interests, somebody else. If you see people who putting up a fight, you better be willing to fight back. Pintard, listen to me. You and Minis, they got y'all issue. But if you're trying to continue to be leader of that party and not have no stress on you and contest next general election smoothly, you better begin to understand what game this Isman is playing. He ain't playing no games. Not no friendly games. You need to understand what this is that's going on. Minis will do what he has to do to protect his position. All y'all who are around here crying, oh, the leader... It helped me get my seat. Nah, man, you better get from around here with that. Who's supposed to protect you if it ain't you? If you don't do what you're supposed to do in your constituency, then who's supposed to come and come to bat for you? I keep asking people that, who's supposed to protect your interests if you don't protect them? I must protect for you what you're not willing to protect and fight for. You better come from around here. You better grow up. All right, grow up. This ain't, you know, Boys Brigade. This real life now. This ain't the Cub Scouts. Although Cub Scouts are solid. I was a scout and a Cub Scout. All right, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. We didn't touch BPL. We'll hit it up maybe tomorrow. All right? You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, the Pan American Health Organization, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.